Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。
Well, Sam, do you think it's a good idea just come along with us for karaoke night? Oh, karaoke tonight. Sorry, Peter, I'd love to, but tomorrow I gotta wake up real early. I have a class in the morning, so I need to be able to rise and shine.
It's alright, maybe next time.
Yeah, next time for sure.
刚才问 Sam 说，做完节目之后呢，一起去唱卡拉 OK。Sam 听完之后说，哎呦，他太想去了，但是呢，明天早晨起来，他需要精力充沛的去上课，所以呢，不能跟我们一起去唱歌了。我说没关系，下一次吧。Sam 用到了一个词叫 rise and shine， 是我们昨天讲到的 idiom， 翻译成中文呢，是一个人能够早晨起来，精力充沛的去工作。Rise and shine.
Yes.
And what about today's idiom, Sam?
All right. Well, today's idiom, we're also going to rise, but not shine. Today, we rise from the ashes. Rise from the ashes. A-S-H-E-S. So it sounds a little dirty. Rise from the ashes.
那么今天的 idiom 里面的第一个动词 rise 没有问题，但是呢，后面有一个是 ashes。翻译成中文是灰烬，比如说一个东西烧完之后剩下的那些东西叫 ashes。 如果一个东西能够从灰烬当中能够起来升起来，我们会有一个想象，表示一个东西可能重新再怎么怎么着。 Rise from the ashes. It reminds me a story of Phoenix.
Yeah, right. The Phoenix rises from the ashes.
那么这个词组让我们想到了一个鸟，当然这个鸟呢是我们说想象当中或传说当中的一种鸟，叫凤凰。我们说凤凰往往是一个涅槃，它从一个原来的一个状态突然变成了一个非常漂亮的一个 beautiful bird.
Yeah. Does it have flames on it?
I don't know. I haven't seen Phoenix.
I think Phoenix in the West has like flames. It's kind of like a beautiful bird that's like on fire. It's like burning.
Really?
Yeah, quite amazing looking, yes.
All right. Well, let's go back to the business, right? Let's do the conversation. What does it mean, rise from the ashes?
Okay, stop talking about the Phoenix, right?
Mm-hmm.Hey, Sam, haven't seen you for a long time.
Yeah, hey, Peter, good to see you.
Well, how's your business since the last time I saw you? You were very close to bankruptcy, if I'm not mistaken.
You are not. Yeah, last time you saw me, I was a mess. My life was a disaster. But you know what? Things really turned around.
What happened?
Well, my business was, like you said, just about to go right into bankruptcy.But at the last minute, we got a really interested investor.
Oh.
Because of him, I watched my company rise from the ashes within over a month. So because of this investor, you know, he gave us financial backing, I was able to hire more staff, we were able to do more advertising for the business. Now our business is doing really great.
I'm very glad to hear that.
Yeah, it was a close one.
那刚才的对话我们用到了 rise from the ashes。 我跟 Sam 呢是好朋友，很久没有见面了，然后呢今天突然在马路上双方遇见了，然后呢 Sam 说好久没有见你了，然后呢你最近的生意怎么样？我上一次看到你的时候呢，你的生意做得非常的不好，基本上呢接近于破产的边缘了啊。 Sam 说Peter 你说的太对了，的确当时呢我的整个公司的运营啊遇到了很大的麻烦，基本上要破产了，但是奇迹出现了，有一个投资人对我的公司特别的感兴趣，然后呢注入了大量的资金，同时啊雇佣了大量的非常有才能的一些员工，在那之后我的公司呢 rise from the ashes 获得了重生。 rise from the ashes 获得了重生，是我们今天讲到了这个 idiom， 表示说一个事情原来出现了问题，但突然有一个非常明显的好转，用这个词组。 And could you give us another example using rise from the ashes?
Okay, well, we mentioned earlier there's the story of the Phoenix. But also, you know, rise from the ashes, sometimes cities, whole cities, will suffer a major loss, probably because of a natural disaster, like a volcano,a landslide,
an earthquake,
fire. And you know what? What's amazing to see is how all the survivors, they get together. You even have people come from probably around the world, donate some sort of a food, and maybe even come to that city themselves and help rebuild. And you could watch the city rise from the ashes.
那么另外一个场景呢，可以指一个城市呢，由于发生了一些自然的灾害，刚才我们讲到的说像地震啊、火山爆发呀、等等，那么可能瞬间这个城市呢便完全的被摧毁了。但是由于人们非常努力的工作，以及呢得到了很多人的这个支持，没过多久，那么这个城市呢 ，the city rose from the ashes， 从灰烬当中突然呢又重新再升起来，表示说这个城市获得了新生。Rise from the ashes， 所以我们今天讲到的 idiom 可以用两个方面，一呢可以指一个人的事业，一个公司的生意由原来的不好的状态突然呢有了一个很好的转变，用这个词组 rise from the ashes， 以及呢一个城市遇到了重大的变故，但是呢经过人们的努力终于呢让这个城市恢复到了原来的样子，也可以用我们今天讲到的 idiom rise from the ashes。 Alright, so that's it for today's idiom, and now let's go toThe topic study, or the hit book part.
Okay. So, I think we're done talking about subways, right?
Yes, gone.
So, new topic, what are we going to talk about now?
Our professions. In China, we have a belief. In tradition, Chinese believe there are 360 professions in the world.
Okay, 360?
Profession, that's the conventional jobs.
Oh, alright.
But today, there's many different kinds of jobs. Some jobs we never heard of before.
Yeah, I think you got to get pretty creative nowadays, right?
And they make a lot of money.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm curious. When you say make a lot of money, you've got my interest.
Today, we're going to talk about golf.
Mm-hmm. So, you mean becoming a professional golfer?
Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods?
Definitely not. A guy who pick up a golf ball.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, then he makes a lot of money? Well, I gotta hear about this.
Yeah, very exciting, very interesting story.
Okay, cool.
那么今天我跟 Sam 呢将谈论一个职业，这个职业呢，当然呢，在我们说传统的365行当中是不存在的。那么这个职业呢是高尔夫球，当然了，我们不会谈论高尔夫球里面的像泰格伍兹这样的一个 player， 而是说呢，在高尔夫球旁边捡拾高尔夫球的那些人，他们呢，由于把这个球捡到之后，重新再处理，再卖给高尔夫球场，赚取了大量的金钱 ，make a lot of money by collecting these balls。那么看看他如何来经营这个高尔夫球的这个生意。当然了，不是这个球场，而是只是一个 ball。And before we go to the detail of the story, let's check vocab first.
Okay.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Our first word is dodge. Dodge. D-O-D-G-E. Dodge.
今天的第一个单词 dodge 翻译成中文是躲闪。
Okay, next is the word alligator. Alligator. A-L-L-I-G-A-T-O-R. Alligator.
第二个单词 alligator 翻译成中文是一种非常可怕的动物鳄鱼 alligator.
Now, I get some confusion with this, from my students because they also hear about a crocodile.
Crocodile. So, yes. Are the same or the brothers?
Okay. Well, maybe they are brothers, yeah. But they are a very similar type of reptile, that's for sure. But the difference between a crocodile and an alligator is mostly found in their mouth. So, a crocodile's mouth is a little bit shorter, but more fatter and round.An alligator's mouth is skinnier and longer,
more pointy. 那么刚才 Sam 给我们解释了一下我们学过的另外一个鳄鱼叫 crocodile 和这个 alligator 之间的区别，它们呢都属于说爬行动物叫 reptile， 但是呢它们在外形特别在它的嘴上呢有一些不同，如果是 crocodile 它的这个嘴呢会短一些，但是呢 alligator 它的嘴呢会尖一些长一些，往往它的嘴可能会稍微小一些。
OK, next we have the word bizarreBizarre. B-I-Z-A-R-R-E. Bizarre.
下一个单词往往呢我们可以用来形容一个人或一个事情。It's very bizarre.
Yeah. You know, people can be bizarre. You have some really strange people out there. You'll hear stories that are just really strange, really bizarre. So a lot of things in life can be bizarre.
所以大家可以用这个单词呢来进行故事的讲述。比如说 It's a very bizarre story which happened to me.Last night.
Yeah, exactly.
非常恐怖的一个，比如说昨天晚上发生了一件非常离奇的事情，那么这个离奇就可以用今天这个 bizarre 这个词，大家听完之后呢感觉到毛骨悚然。Spooky.
Well, yeah, it could be a little spooky. Next, we have the word lucrative. 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 L-U-C-R-A-T-I-V-E. Lucrative.
下一个单词 lucrative 翻译成中文是赚钱的，往往呢是一个行业来钱特别的快， easy buck.
Yeah. Right. So that's a lucrative business. You hear that a lot. Oh, this business or this kind of job is very lucrative for career. Next we have the word float. Float. F-L-O-A-T. Float.
下一个单词往往呢用在水里面或海里面，一个人能够漂浮起来，那么这个漂浮这个动作呢叫 float.
Yeah, and of course you have the float in water and also float in air.、
Mm-hmm.
Next we have scuba dive. Two words, scuba dive. S-C-U-B-A, scuba dive.D-I-V-E.
Scuba dive 翻译成中文呢是潜水，这是大家非常喜欢的一项休闲运动。
Yeah, because you know what? Breathing underwater is one of the coolest feelings I've ever experienced in my life.
So have you ever been scuba diving before?
Well, actually it's funny. I haven't been like scuba diving in the ocean, but my physics teacher in high school was a certified like scuba diver. So my physics teacher...Because she couldn't have all of her physics students, like, try out scuba diving, she only picked 4 out of all her students. And one of the students was me.
Oh, you're a lucky one.
Yeah, so actually I went scuba diving in our swimming pool.
Scuba diving in a swimming pool, that's really bizarre.
It's bizarre, it's not as cool as the ocean, but let me tell you, you still get that really cool feeling of breathing underwater, and it's amazing.
But the problem is, you cannot see the fish swimming around you.
No, I can only see the other classmates,
right? The feet.
Yeah, so not as cool as like swimming in the ocean or river, but still pretty fun.
那刚才Sam讲到了说他在上学的时候呢曾经做过一些泳池的潜水，当然了他跟海底的游泳呢或潜水是完全不同的，因为在海底的潜水能看到很多漂亮的海洋的一些鱼啊或者一些生物，但是在游泳馆里面和游泳池里面潜水只能看到同学的脚。
But one good thing, I didn't have to worry about sharks.
And no danger at all.
No danger, pretty safe. Alright, that brings us to our last word, which is visibility. Visibility. V-I-S-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y. Visibility.
最后一个单词 visibility 翻译成中文是视线，一个人比如说开车，一个人在外出的时候呢，他这个视线如何，可以用这个单词 visibility。
Yeah, so you use it for like in the city when it's pretty polluted, that is very low visibility. Or in the water, if the water is not very clear, then it's very low visibility.
All right, now let's go to the story. Let's see how this man make money by collecting golf balls.
Okay, here we go. If you think your job is hard, this man dodges alligators for a living. Graham Berger's bizarre but lucrative business...sees him dive down in the water of some of Florida's finest golf courses to sell lost golf balls. The 40-year-old claims he's collected 15 million of them in a 14-year career to sell them for a profit. Depending on the type of ball, he can make as little as 25 cents or as much as $2. But while Glenn hasn't disclosed exactly how wealthy he is, shipping 2 million balls a year internationally...at those rates means he can't be short of quite a bit of money. He said, it's a great job. I've had a few run-ins with alligators. They're a hazard in my line of work, but it's still worthwhile. They'll float over me while I'm on the bottom, but sometimes they're curious, especially the smaller ones. They'll dive down and bump me on the tank just to see what I am. Scuba diving is a dangerous activity as it is,But when you add no visibility, no lifeline, and alligators looking for a meal, it only gets worse. I just try not to think about them and focus on picking up golf balls.
如果大家认为自己的工作非常的辛苦，那么看看我们今天讲到的那位主人公，他的工作的任务就是躲开鳄鱼。It's a very dangerous job. His job involves alligator.
Well, his job isn't dodging alligators, actually. They're just part of the job. His main job is to collect golf balls.
那么躲开鳄鱼呢，只是他工作的一个必要的环节。其实他工作的最核心的部分是在水里面去捡拾那些 丢失的高尔夫球，因为我们知道呢，在高尔夫球场附近呢，很多球呢被打出了场外，一些球会散落在很多的地方，其中很多的球，特别很多高尔夫球场会建在海边，那么说海底是这个捡拾高尔夫球最理想的一个 spot。
Now he goes to actually not just one golf course, but many of Florida's finest golf courses. So it seems, you know, to me like this is quite a bizarre job. And it would have seemed that lucrative, but it's bizarre and both lucrative.
这个工作呢，我们乍一听起来呢，是一个非常荒唐的工作 ,bizarre job. 大家仔细听我们今天的讲解，会发现他这个工作呢，不仅仅是非常的荒唐，同时呢，也是一个非常赚钱的行业。
It's both bizarre and lucrative. Yeah, we'll get into some more details about why it's lucrative. Well, first of all, let's look at the amount, because he's been doing this job for 14 years. So, I don't know how often, maybe he goes out there every day, a couple times a week, I don't know. But, he's been doing this for 14 years, and he's collected a total of about 15 million golf balls.
现在我们看一下数据，在他从业的14年过程当中，他已经捡拾到了1500万只高尔夫球，1500万只，这是一个百万级的数量，所以大家一定要小心了。It's a 15 million balls.
Yeah, over 14 years. So what, that's a little over a million balls a year, right?
I'll do a little calculation. Close to a million balls a year.
Yeah, but maybe like, more people are golfing now, maybe he could find even more golf balls. I'm not sure.
那么算了一下，每年呢，他能捡拾到大概是100万个高尔夫球。
And golf balls, okay, you think, well, how much is a golf ball? Well, there are different qualities of golf balls, ranging from the low end to the really high end golf balls.So maybe like a low end, like cheaper golf ball should sell something around like 25 cents. But a more expensive, like high quality golf ball can sell up to as much as $2.
先来看看它的这个球能卖的价钱。如果这个球的品质比较差的话呢，大概能卖到25美分一个。但是呢，有些球的品质非常的好，可以卖到将近2美元 $2.A ball. 那么大家现在算一下，他如果说每年可以捡到100万只高尔夫球的话，那么就知道他每年可以赚到多少钱。
Yeah, well, you think like, okay, $2, then that's 30 million right there. 15 million balls, that's 30 million. This guy would be super, super rich. But of course, he doesn't make $2 for every ball.
那么大家知道了，在美国一般一个中产的收入呢，每年的收入大概$100,000。那么这个人他的收入远远高于一般的中产阶层，属于一个非常富有的人。It's a rich man.
Yeah, he is. But you know, there's also something they take into consideration. Because he doesn't just like stand outside the golf course and sell these golf balls. He actually ships them, not just nationally, but internationally. So he sells these balls to people all around the world.
那么说他捡拾的这些球呢，不仅仅卖给说周边的高尔夫球场，他是一个全球的生意，他把这个球卖到了全球的有需求的这些所有的高尔夫球场。所以是 international business.
Yes, it is. And you gotta know, if you've ever shipped something internationally, it's not cheap.Just even a small package could easily cost you 200-300 renminbi.
那么大家知道呢，高尔夫球的每一个球的价钱都不菲，大家比如在网上在商店可以看到。我们知道呢，前一段呢，在北京的顺义呢，有一些农民的家里面呢会飘来一些高尔夫球，他们呢把这个球捡拾到之后呢，在高尔夫球场周围来进行售卖。当然了，高尔夫球场非常不高兴。They're not happy.
Yeah.
The farmers, resell their products.
Yeah, I think that's why the farmers gotta learn from this guy. Sell them online.
Internationally.
Internationally, yeah. That way, hey, what is the golf course gonna say to you, right? Because I don't know, I've never been to a golf course in China, but, the golfers that golf in the courses in Florida, they buy their own golf balls. So actually, this guy is not selling the golf course's golf balls. These are balls that were lost by the players. But you know what, not only is a lot of work involved in like just picking up the balls and then selling them online, think of the danger that's involved when it comes to collecting these balls.
So there are some dangers involving in this collecting balls.
Yes, especially when it comes to golf courses in Florida, because Florida is pretty famous for having a lot of alligators.
那么大家知道呢，这个工作呢是一个非常赚钱的工作，但是赚钱的同时还有一定的风险，因为在海底捡拾这些球的时候呢，会经常的遭遇到鳄鱼的攻击。Running with alligator， 我们知道鳄鱼呢是一个非常凶猛的动物。
Yes. So he mentions that as he's collecting these balls, he'll have alligators floating over him.They are above him, just swimming around. Can you imagine that?
It's very scary. I'll be frightened.
Yeah, me too.
他有的时候呢，在海底下潜水的时候呢，他在上面就游着一个很大的鳄鱼在看着他。那么对一般人来讲是一个非常恐怖的事情。如果说这个鳄鱼对你有了念想或对你有了想法的话，他大嘴一张，你的小命就没了。
Well, he admits that having alligators around is a hazard.But it's a great job, and he thinks it's all worthwhile, even though alligators are his hazard.
Well, look at the money he makes every year. It worth it.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, he's had some stories to tell. He's had a few what he calls run-ins with alligators. He's mentioned that, like, the small ones especially will be very curious about him, so they'll swim down while he's collecting golf balls, kind of bump him, especially his little air tank, because they're curious, like, hey, what is this thing?
他在海底下捡拾这些球的时候呢，会把自己放到一个水箱当中，那么周边呢会游一些小的鳄鱼，往往这些小的鳄鱼呢对人特别感兴趣，在你周边游来游去，不停的在看着你。当然了，我们知道呢，在海底下工作，特别是鳄鱼频繁出现的海域呢，一定要有一个非常完善的保护的一个措施。
So he mentions, you know, on top of everything, because the alligators, of course, are not the only hazard. When it comes to diving into these little ponds or little lakes in Florida, there's no visibility. So it's really, really hard to see down there, and there's no lifeline. He's all by himself. And then, of course, the alligators on top of that. So, you know what, it can be altogether quite dangerous.
除了刚才讲到的鳄鱼呢，同时呢，在它潜水的这些区域呢，它的这个水下的能见度是非常的低，或者是说呢，几乎是没有任何的能见度。在它潜水的时候呢，没有任何的安全的绳索来确保它的安全。所以呢，它的工作呢，我们看起来非常赚钱，的确存在着很大的风险，一般人是无法从事这样的工作的。You need a professional training.
Yeah,
and also a lock.
Yeah, that's right. So he kind of mentions in the end here, you know what, I just try not to think about the alligators. He just tries to focus on picking up golf balls.
It's impossible for me to focus on picking the balls if the alligator floating around me. What do you think? Can you focus on that?
Well, you know what, I'm sure he had a hard time when he first began this career, but now he's probably gotten used to him, you know. Him and the alligators are like good buddies.
Well, for example, if you're in the middle of picking the ball from the bottom, and you realize something is rubbing your feet, and when you turn around and find it's alligators, you'll be scared to death.
Yeah, I would totally, but, yeah, I don't know, maybe after 14 years, you just get used to it, I don't know.
Well, thank you. A massage, foot massage, right?
Yeah, sure, thanks alligator buddy.
那么刚才我们开了一个玩笑，大家如果说在捡拾这个球的时候呢，突然你的脚上会发现一些异样的感觉，发现比如说这鳄鱼的嘴呢，在舔你的脚。这是一个让我们一般人来认为呢是非常恐怖的事情，那可能对他来讲 is something he take it for granted.
Yeah, for sure. I wonder if the golfers ever get a little like irritated with him, like, hey, you're selling my golf balls. But then I thought, well, they're not going to go in the water with the alligators to get the balls, so they probably think, well, you know what, if he's brave enough to go in that water, get those golf balls, then hey, go ahead, this guy can have them.
So this job sounds lucrative and easy at, you know, at the beginning, but later we realize it's hard-earned money.
It is hard-earned money, and you know what? If he's not lucky in the future, yeah, he could suffer an alligator attack.
Maybe the lunch or for the alligators.
Yeah, so hopefully if he survives it, his golf ball money has bought him some good health insurance.
Well, time's up for today, and see you tomorrow.
Okay, goodbye everyone, see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774。京城大律师每天下午6点半，北京外语广播。
一二三，茄子。
不用磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染。千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take that body downtown. I say you're the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on. Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I They say that the world was built for two. Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame. Kissing in the blue dark, playing pulling wild dogs, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in his big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea